This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hour 3, G-Bag Nation. We have about 90 minutes left in the show before Rangers and Yankees pregame. That's coming up at 5:30. Ted Emmerich's going to join us here in about 20 minutes or so. Chat with him. He's got the Rangers pregame tonight with Jared Sandler having a travel day. We'll catch up with Sands again tomorrow after the day baseball situation. I think that's an 11:30 first pitch tomorrow, by the way, if you want to jump in there.
Yeah, there might be pregame. Some weather issues as well we need to kind of work through.
Okay, we'll have to be on the lookout for weather tomorrow, and who knows. But listening to Boach earlier, he was confident tonight's game is going to happen.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I'll have to wait and see. Mike Hyka, DallasStars.com, joining us now here on The Fan. And a good evening, sir. How you doing over there?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing awesome. You know, 3 hours here until the puck drops. What do they need to do in this one, and do you think this matchup will be different against the Oilers? How so?
I think to start at the back there, yeah, I think it's going to be very different. Both teams have changed a lot. I think the Oilers, Jake Ottinger said yesterday, they're much better at getting to the net. So, you know, they've been known as a high-flying kind of circus act with McDavid and Draisaitl, but they've also added some muscle to get to the front of the net and to score in that area. So I think they're different. Then if you flip the page, the Stars – defensively, I think, are much different when they've added guys like Bischel and Cody Ceci, who actually played for the Oilers last year. So those two things, I think, are different. And what they need to do is, Pete said it this morning, I know it's very simple, but they need to score on the power play. They went 0 for 14 last year. Stuart Skinner took a lot of confidence out of that, the Oilers goalie. And what they, in my opinion, what they need to do is get in there and score some goals and get their own confidence back up and then eat away at Skinner's confidence.
Were you able to take anything from pregame, Mike, or are we still looking at the 11-7? Do we go back to 12-6? And if they do, which defenseman do you think ends up being the odd man out?
It's interesting. Yesterday, the way they ran practice made it look like they're going to 12-6 and that Labushkin would be the guy who would be out and that Oscar Beck would come back in and center the fourth line. But the way Pete has talked in the last few days, it kind of sounds like they might go back to 11-7. One, because he still would like to have a safety net for Miro. And two, I think he really wants to use Rantanen on every line if he can. That's something he's done the last few games, and he likes that ability. One of the reasons Rantanen succeeded earlier in the playoffs is because he was out with the fourth line. He was out with Dadonov or Sam Steele, and they were creating plays against the other team's fourth line. So, you know, while you get normal matchups, you know, fourth line, third line to third line, to throw Mikko Rantanen in a matchup of fourth lines, he's going to stand out. And, you know, the 11-7 gives Pete the ability to double shift Rantanen and get those matchups.
Getting you set for Game 1 Western Conference Finals, Mike Hyka with us here on The Fan. So last year we talked about the Stars having all the depth, Edmonton's top heavy. This year Edmonton's depth is scoring goals for them, and the Stars are deep. But their depth's nowhere to be found, it looks like, on the score sheet. Is this finally the series we get Duchesne, Marchment, maybe a Jamie Benn and company going?
Yeah, and the great thing about them is you don't need six of them. You need two or three of them, and they do have six. I mean, they got a ton of 20-goal scorers who haven't been scoring. I mean, you can throw Wyatt Johnston in there. You can throw Dadonoff in there. He's a 20-goal scorer this year. You know, so like I said, they've got five or six guys who could pop, and all you really need is one or two of them to do it. And again, it could be one or two in one game, could be one or two in another game. So it should be something that they get. The other interesting variable in all of this is that Jason Robertson is the team's leading goal scorer. He missed the first round because of a lower body injury. He kind of got back up to speed in the second round. And the wonder is, can he be that 30-goal guy even for a couple of games in this series? He was confident. He talked this morning and said he was confident that he's getting closer to what he is. And what's interesting is he had off-season foot surgery. And so for the first month and a half, 2 months of the season, he was really pretty quiet. And then once he hit his stride around December, January, he was one of the top five or six scorers in the league. So he has that potential. And again, it's you know, did that first round get him to a place where he can be that guy again?
Hey, Mike, okay, well, talk about him as a player. How would you describe him as a player? Because I was always, like, when I watch him play, I always think of a guy that's around the net, right place, right time guy, rebound, and it's on the tape, and now it's a shot, or it's in the goal. I mean, how would you describe him as a player, and how could he help you in this series that way?
He's smart, and he's unique. He's smart in that he studies these things, video, goalies, how he's shooting, where his teammates are. All that stuff is processed in his brain. Mm-hmm. And then the second part is he just shoots from different weird places.
Right.
And that's what makes him unique. And that's why I think it makes him hard to defend. Like, you'll watch him. He doesn't have a hard shot particularly. He doesn't have a he's not a fast skater, obviously. And so what he has is that surprise factor. He has a great release.
Right.
And so you'll watch him, and you watch the goalie, and the goalie will look like, how'd that get past me?
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, well, that, you know, it happens every now and then. But you watch these goalies, and it happens 20 times in a year where they're all like, how'd that get past me? But he knows where the goalie is. He knows where the holes are. I always compared him to, like, a pitcher that, you know, paints the corners of the plate. Mm-hmm. He knows where the holes are in the goal. He studies it. And so then he's aiming for those areas, and yet he can fire just out of nowhere and find where those areas are. So he's an incredibly unique player, because if you just look at him and say, and he is pretty tall. He's tall and rangy, so that's helpful. But he's not a great skater. He's not a hard shooter. He doesn't have the quote-unquote physical skills that other scorers have, but I think he has the mental skills that help him a lot.
I love watching those guys play. It's Mike Hajka at DallasStars.com with us. How's this coaching matchup going in, DeBoer and Knobloch?
I think it's been really fun. I think DeBoer was frustrated last year just because the power play had been so successful. They kind of earned what they needed, and then they didn't cash in. And then Knobloch has done an incredible job of taking that organization and injecting defense, basically in a year and a half or 2 years. And they are so much better defensively than they were 2 or 3 years ago. And that makes them, obviously, a contender. If you can, you know, it's the old line from Happy Gilmore, Happy's learned how to putt, you know, where it's like, oh, look, the Oilers are playing defense. And they play good team defense. Their forwards play defense. They are a good structured team. And adding that new depth in the four-line role makes them a much better team. And I give him so much credit for all that transformation. Because it's funny, and you don't ever want to criticize these guys because they're the best players in the league. But you know, you look at McKinnon, and when the Stars play Colorado, he just feels like he has to win the game by himself. Makar can do that as well. And I think McDavid and Draisaitl had that in their DNA. And that can be a frustrating thing for your own team because, you know, if your superstar player thinks he has to win the game by himself, then sometimes you don't get your best effort. And they've done a great job of showing McDavid and Draisaitl that they have other players. and that you don't have to go, you know, play risky hockey, what I used to call Edmonton Oilers hockey, you know, to win a game. And that, it makes all the difference in the world, because now you're more in control. You're not taking those chances, and you're not opening yourself up to the other team.
How much better suited is this Dallas Stars team defensively, and especially in the penalty kill, than they were a year ago? Because that's what really tilted this series, was Edmonton found their power play and Connor McDavid really just took over and the Stars never had an answer.
Yeah, I think the penalty kill in particular is really good. I think a lot of different areas on the Stars are better. Like I said, on defense, adding a Cody Ceci, adding Leon Bischel, that makes you more physical. And then, you know, also helps you defensively. CeCe is playing second most minutes to Esa Lindell, and Esa Lindell's tops in the league in penalty kill minutes. So adding a guy like CeCe has helped in that regard. And then the other thing is, and it's interesting to watch, because you got to give Alain Nazarene a ton of credit, because they lost Tanev. He didn't come back. He didn't resign. And then they lost Radek Foxa. They lost Delandria. There's just different guys who've kind of gone, you know, and done other things or gone to other places, and they were some of their best penalty killers. And then boom, you know, you throw in a guy like Oscar Beck, or you throw in Blackwell, or whoever you throw in, they seem to be really good at running the system. And Sam Steele has stepped up, obviously. I think he's had just a fantastic playoff, and it's been really good. But again, they really have good defensive elements throughout the lineup. And it's interesting, because yesterday at practice, Pete just juggled everything other than the top line. And it'll be, if they do go with 12-6, it'll be interesting to see. I think he's going to have a defensive element on every line, just so that if you get caught out there against Draisaitl, if you get caught out there against McDavid, you have that defensive element. So it'll be interesting to see how he rolls out tonight.
You've been covering this team a long time. How have you taken in the AAC, the way the Stars fans have been throughout these postseason runs now, three straight years in the Western Conference Final. But have you noticed a difference maybe in juice this year compared to others?
I think, honest and truly, I think they've had great juice for several years. The interesting thing about this year is they're winning at home. Last year they were losing at home, and so that does reduce your juice greatly. But I think, what are they, 6-1, 7-1
yeah,
at
and
AAC
one.
So far? Yeah. So that makes all the difference in the world. And then it is cyclical. I mean, you do feel, I believe in momentum, and you know, when you get going and then you're playing well, and then the crowd's getting into it, well, then they feed you, and then boom, you're even better. Then when Thomas Harley scores an overtime goal, or Mikko Rantanen comes over and takes over a third period, it just, the place goes crazy. And that then feeds the next crowd. They want to be even better than the last crowd. And then the crowd feeds the team feeds the crowd. It can be a real momentum boost for that arena.
Mike Hike at DallasStars.com. Here's a strategy question for you. Did the Kings and Knights focus too much on stopping McDavid and Draisaitl and opened up the role players to get going too much?
I don't know if you can ever focus too much on that. I will say that what Pete DeBoer does is role, you know, he doesn't really match as much. He matches defensive players against their offensive players, which means I think Miro Heiskanen is going to be out there a lot against McDavid. So there's that, you know, that's how the Stars will attack it. Like I said, they really like to roll four lines. I'm not exactly sure what the other guys did. I didn't like the series close enough. But I just think the history of what Pete does is he wants every line playing, you know, whatever, at least 10 minutes, sometimes 12, 13. And so I think that can help in not focusing too much. And then the other thing is the Oilers have split those two up, so you can't just load up against one line. You really do have to kind of be aware. And the other thing that's interesting is the Stars faced a team like this in Colorado.
Yeah.
So they kind of know that, you know, yeah, you have to stop those top guys, but you also have to worry about the, you know, the second, third, fourth line players. And they did a good job against Colorado in that way.
Are you looking forward to Happy Gilmore 2?
I'm a little curious about that, just because A lot of these things, they kind of just go too far over the top. Mm-hmm. Happy Gilmore one was kind of perfect.
It was. I think it overlooked as a hockey movie, Mike. I mean, clearly it's a golf movie, but also a hockey flick.
Yes, indeed. I think the Zamboni scene where the Zamboni's driving, the driver is singing whatever, the Lionel Richie song. Now that is movie making right there.
Yes, sir, it is. Well, have an absolute blast covering this series, and we hope to catch up with you soon.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Anytime.
Salute.
Thanks, Mike.
There he goes, Mike. Was that Endless Love? Of course, friends listen to Endless Love in the Dark together.
Of course.
And then wasn't that the great line from Happy? I'm paraphrasing. Okay. Tottenham over United in the Europa League final, first trophy in 17 years. So congratulations to Jared Sandler and the Tottenham fans.
Yeah, it's amazing the fact that both teams were like right above the relegation line.
Yeah, yeah. Crystal Palace won the FA Cup the other day. It's been an interesting year. United's last trophy, by the way, 2017.
It's been a while.
Been a while.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, Ted Emmerich joins us next here. He'll help you preview the Rangers-Yankees game that's coming up tonight, pregame 5:30.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here on the Fan. Yeah, buddy, here we go. Let's chat with Ted Emmerich about this Rangers game tonight. He's filling in for Sands and has your pregame coming up in just over an hour. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Everybody knows Ted Emmerich by now, knew his dad. He called NCAA basketball, college football, Olympic events, ESPN, Westwood One, NBA TV. You see him everywhere. You hear him everywhere.
Yeah, Teddy, tell them how you called Cop Hill football for all those years, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, you forgot tiddlywinks at some point. But yes, Broadus, you and I, for 4 years, were calling the Cop Hill Cowboys. We saw former Cowboy Connor Williams when he was just a lad before he went on to Texas. Those were good times, man.
Yeah, good times for the parents as well, having that quality cast there.
Pretty badass.
Yeah. I'll tell you what was kind of, it was funny, and this is just shows you what a pro Ted is.
Yeah.
Like, like interviewing coaches, you know, talking to the opposing coach, his chart, his spotting chart, everything about him. Like, I'm like shoveling food down before the game. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, we have these meals. And so I'm just shoveling down barbecue before the game. And Teddy makes a really nice, neat plate, mm-hmm. puts a napkin over it, puts it over on the side, doesn't even touch it.
Wow.
Until the end of the game. And I'm like, why can't you eat? And he goes, because like, we were talking about burping on the air. And
I'm
like,
burp, and I'm like, telling you.
It's like that happened.
It's going to happen right in the middle of a touchdown call. It happened once before, very early on for me. Yeah. I never forgot that. I can't eat before I go on the air. It's a blessing and a curse.
What a pro.
Teddy, can I tell one more story on Teddy? Yeah. We're at a game, and we had, I mean, this broadcast we did was, I mean, it was a professional broadcast. Seriously. I mean, the commercials and all this stuff.
Oh, I believe it.
It was big time.
Yeah, right up there with the Cowboys Radio Network. Yeah. Let me tell you, the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network. Yeah.
So we were doing we came back late from a break, and it was a kickoff return, and my man Teddy Emmerich created a kickoff return.
Out of scratch.
That's a true pro right there.
Like who returned the ball? Where the ball went? He watched it. And then when we came back, he immediately went into the kickoff return like we'd not even missed a beat. I didn't even know what to say.
Yeah, brought us all I was missing was the ability to recreate like the sound effects, you know, old baseball broadcasts.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they're on the road but not traveling, and they got the wooden block and the stick and crack of the bat and all of that. I needed something for the pads popping.
I was always grateful for those games we played like LD Bell and the Tongan names.
Trinity. Yes.
Teddy knew to repeat the Tongan names a couple of different times. So Trinity. So I would hear it.
Yeah.
And then I would be able to like describe the play. Teddy knew I just off the rip wasn't going to say the name.
Yeah, give me a number.
But Teddy was great at doing those kinds of things.
Broadus, you were the master of the two-syllable Tongan name, like Vitae.
Vitae. I was all over Vitae.
That was a badass tackle, man.
So Ted joining us from the Bronx this evening, Rangers. Now, how's the weather, Ted? How's the lookout for tonight and tomorrow?
Hey, Gavin, I think we've got a window to get this in. It was spitting rain maybe 15 minutes ago. The tarp has been on the field throughout pregame, but nothing right now. And according to the latest forecast, we shouldn't have anything substantial until, say, 10 o'clock. So we're hopeful. That doesn't mean we won't get a little precipitation here, but everyone here seems to be confident that they can get it in. And they need to, because tomorrow looks a lot worse for the day game.
How much fun are you having? I mean, you've done a lot of basketball, football, Olympics. I imagine you're a big Rangers fan growing
Masters,
up here, right?
Oh, man.
Just
growing up in DFW and rooting for the Rangers my entire life, this came out of nowhere when Jared and the Rangers reached out to me. Hey, would you be interested? Yeah, absolutely. Whatever you guys need. And so for these two games, getting a chance to come up here and, you know, stay at the team hotel and travel with the team and just be a part of it, you know, from a distance, certainly, but be in the mix. And especially here, the only other time I've been to Yankee Stadium, I never went to the old Yankee Stadium, which was just a block from where they built the new one. It was the 2011 season, and it was a game in June. The Rangers lost in 12 innings. C.J. Wilson actually had a terrific start. He went 8 innings. I looked up the numbers today, just refresh my memory. But what I'll never forget about that game, guys, there was a Yankees fan, and this is in June, it's hot, in a full black trench coat, sipping on red wine, and just heckling me and my buddy Scott the entire game. We're in Ranger shirts. I guess we were asking for it, but man, it's like, how can you make fun of? What are you drinking right now? What are you doing at a ball game with red wine?
Yeah. And a trench coat.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, tonight's it's DeGrom night, which is always special. But, Ted, it's the first time that he's been back to New York since he was traded to, or he signed with the Rangers and left the Mets. So is that a big topic for tonight's broadcast?
Oh, for sure. It's one of the storylines of the series, along with the Boone brothers being in opposite dugouts, certainly Brett and Aaron. But, man, it's just, as a Rangers fan, it is just so fun to see him taking the mound every fifth game again. I mean, that's something that you could take for granted very easily. Mm. But considering what he has navigated injury-wise in his career, the fact that he is back, the fact that he has adapted and taking a little bit off his fastball to preserve his arm, he talked about that at length yesterday in the clubhouse with, you know, all the reporters, especially the New York reporters that wanted to catch up with him. It's a special comeback story. The fact that he is back to being dominant in a slightly different way than he was across town with the Mets years ago.
Ted Emmerich here with you on The Fan. I was listening to the pregame last night with Mike, and then I had to get out of the truck or turn the radio down or something. I got the Boone family, the Bell family. What other family has put three generations of players in the big leagues? I didn't stick around for that one.
Yes. So
you lose?
Yeah. I would not have gotten them.
Alomars?
I'm telling you, Jared comes up with these trivia questions. Yeah. And I said it on the air, Gavin. I feel like if you got two or three of the families, then, yeah. I mean, you're golden. But, yes, it was the Bells. It was the Boones with Ray, Bob, Brett, and Aaron. The Colemans, Joe Jr. and Casey. The Hairstons. You've got Sammy and Jerry and Jerry Jr. and Johnny and Scott Hairston. The Kessingers.
Shortstop Don Kessinger.
Gray. Yep. And then the unique one, like you should get bonus points if you get the last one. The Schofield / Jason Worth. Ducky Schofield, Dick Schofield, and Jason Worth. Different last name, but three generations.
Hmm. So did he marry in, or it was a daughter.
It was a family situation, and yeah, I don't know all the details, but yes, Jason Worth, you know, obviously taking that name instead of Schofield.
Speaking of taking, are the Rangers too patient at the dish right now?
Oh, man, you should have asked Jared that.
I mean, the striking out looking last night, I mean, what did it look like to you, Ted?
Well, number one, it's clear that they weren't picking up on Will Warren's fastball. And, yes, you would love to see them, to your point, Gavin, just laser in, focus on fastball, see ball, hit ball. And as fans, we can simplify the game very easily. But, like, man, what else do you want right now? Because after that slight uptick, and especially against the worst team potentially in baseball history, and the Rockies, like, hey, they're scoring runs again. But now it's just back to the same old, and it's frustrating when you see them taking those pitches and then flailing at the sweeper that seems to be a mile out of the zone.
It's a great point, Ted. Ted Emmerich here with you, the G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. So, obviously, Boach was frustrated. Any signs from the guys that, you know, that it overwhelmed them? Or what is their mindset here going into this big one tonight against the Yankees, trying to stay above 500?
I mean, it has to be an opportunity with DeGrom on your side and the fifth starter in Yarbrough, who was just elevated from the bullpen not that long ago. His start was skipped last time through the rotation. So on one end, like, he's had 10 days since his last outing, and he's pitched well, but you're talking about a lefty who does not throw hard in the least. He relies on deception. Can you dial in on that? Can you take advantage? You know, and against a lefty, Jock Peterson is out of the lineup. Kyle Higashioka is in. Jonah Heim moves up. He's batting sixth. You could argue that right now he is the one guy you can rely on from a power perspective. He's responsible for the only runs from last night with that home run in the ninth inning. So, I mean, if you can't put up any runs for Jacob deGrom tonight, it's going to be even more frustrating and sadly more of the same for the Rangers that we've seen so far this season.
Hey, Teddy, you know, Bruce Bochy was on with our midday guys, you know, this afternoon, and he seemed to be a little frustrated by the balls and strikes. Maybe last night, of course, you know, with the situation and with that, but I think it was a carryover from the Astros game. Any more discussions talking with Skipper about that one?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. He said it last night. I'm sure he said it with you guys today on the station. Just it wasn't so much Carlos Torres's strike zone last night. It was the buildup, the frustrating missed calls in his estimation. And it's not just his estimation. Like, you know, you think of the missed call in that Astros game, most recent there on the homestand. Like, yes, of course that should have been called, and it wasn't. It was missed. And this is what you get. So, I don't know, man. I do think it's funny that you can pair the fact that he moves past Sparky Anderson, sixth all-time, you know, in managerial wins, and now he's closing in on sixth all-time for ejections. Like, it goes well together. Why not dovetail the two?
Hand in hand right there. No question. Okay, so you don't eat during games, Ted, but you get 2 days in New York. So what are we doing? How are we tackling the food scene?
Man, hit a classic New York deli that was near the hotel.
Cats?
For a little bit of lunch. And no, not Cats. I forgot the name of it. But
okay.
Hey, it hit the spot. You know, you get exactly what you're looking for. Was talking with Hixie on the bus ride over. He's got his spot, the Brooklyn Diner. Like, man, Eric and Matt and Dave and Bassick, all those guys, like, you got to pick their brains. Like, they know where to go. They know the spots wherever they are. And of course in New York, like, no matter where the team is staying, you can walk right outside and, you know, within a block there's going to be a good spot.
Well, it was great catching up with you, Ted. Congrats on all your success. You got big plans, something to promote for this summer? What are you doing? You got cooking?
A big bag of nothing, Gavin.
Nice.
This is my
enjoy that family.
Yeah, this is my light time of year. No, it's fun. I'm doing another three game series, filling in for Jared, who will actually be filling in for Dave on the TV play by play side.
Nice.
Father's Day weekend, a three game set. The Rangers hosting the White Sox, so that'll be in mid June. That'll be fun. I'm also joining the Mavericks and their coverage of the draft. So, you know,
let's
picking
go.
Up things here and there, and you know, it's fun. Before, you know, it gets busy, obviously in the fall with college football rolling into college basketball and all of that good stuff. But this is fun hanging out with the Rangers here for a couple of days.
Well, we love it, man. Great job, and we'll catch up with you soon.
You got it, man. Take care.
There he goes, Ted Emmerich. YouTube brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Our Rangers preview, Rangers Yankees pregame coming up at 5:30. My bad, United did win the FA Cup last year. They haven't won in Europe since 2017. Not quite as
somebody
bad.
Somebody call you out on that one?
Yeah, they did. The text got me.
Oh, did they get you?
But it was a deflected own goal off a United defender, I think maybe even off his upper arm. Incidentally, that was the lone tally in the game. Stars and Oilers Game 1 preview featuring Bully Melrose next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit Men's Tea Clinic. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Nation. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. We are in the fast lane ourselves, and we're heading for sports paradise tonight. You are going to get Rangers-Yankees pregame coming up at 5:30. You are going to get Game 1 Western Conference Stanley Cup playoffs final, Stars-Oilers at 7 o'clock, and you will get Eastern Conference Finals tip-off with Knicks and Pacers. What more do you want? It's one of the best sports times of the year, and we have Bully Melrose as well, cutting videos, cutting promos. You can get it across all our social medias, 105.3 The Fan. And Bully's actually making an appearance in studio. Maybe we can get some follow-up commentary here. But here was Bully Melrose earlier ranting about this Stars-Oilers series.
Jeff Dolos, Bully Melrose here, boys. Game one, Stars and Oilers. I couldn't be more excited. This is an old-school playoff hockey matchup, boys. This is where goaltending and your best players, they got to be at their best. All right, call me Captain Obvious. Oh, I forgot. That's Bri over there down the hallway. But the Stars, they're due. It's time to put their boot up the Oilers' ass. All right, McJesus, McDavid, yeah, he's great, all right? But he hasn't seen a moose yet, boys. This moose, Mikko Rantanen, he's going to be the difference maker in this series. And then you got Nodder. Goaltending wins when it comes to postseason hockey. Otter's going to be standing on his head, boys. I can't wait for this, all right? I'm sick and tired of hearing about how good McDavid is. Screw him. Screw the Oilers. Tonight, it's the Stars' time. You were born to be hockey players, every single one of you. Now, go out there and take it. Stars in seven. Shove that Maple Leaf, candy ass, Edmonton Senator, Canada. You ain't winning another Stanley Cup. I know the Oilers are your last team standing. They got there close last year. It ain't happening this year. Bring on Lord Stanley's Cup. Stars getting them back in the Western Conference Finals. Then we'll see. Probably going to be a kitty pitty kitty in the Stanley Cup Final. We'll worry about that bridge when we get there. Go Stars. Tonight's the night. And Matt Duchene, we need you, boyo. We need you. We need the depth. We need you tonight. He gets a goal. Stars go up 1-0. They win the series in seven. You heard it here. Bully Melrose, let's go drink.
Matt Duchene, the call from Bully Melrose to get the win. And if you turn on your webcam now, you can see Wolchuk all dressed up. He's got a cigar. He's got his Stars sweater on, his jacket. And the Bully Melrose mullet is flowing in full glory here in studio. How you doing, Bully? Thanks for joining us live.
Good, boys. It's been a while since I've grown my hair out like this. This is wild, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So you think it'd be better to avoid Game 7 in this one if they could?
If they could, of course. I mean, it's a serious question there. I mean, come on. Of course you want to avoid Game 7 if you can, but you got to feel like you're playing with the house of cards if you get there, you know? I mean, come on. Game 7, Petey DeBoer make it 10-0. I think home ice advantage is critical here. But, yeah, I mean, I'd love to end this thing. Sweep them. If you can, let's get the brooms out, boys.
Now, what do you think about Brian saying it's hard to find this game on TV right now?
this guy. It's hard to find, yeah. It's hard to find if you don't. If you're blind, I guess it's hard to find the TV. I mean, come on, boys. It's either on ESPN or it's on TNT. But good thing is, this entire series, Brian, one channel. See, you don't have to worry about the flippy floppies.
Yeah.
It'll be on ESPN. My guys, McDonough and Company, they're going to have it rolling for you.
See, Bully, I miss the days of you being on and, you know, and you handling the
yeah, me
the,
too. They kicked me out of there.
Yeah, you handling, and I just, like thank I say, you, I just knew
thank you.
That my hockey was going to be on with you every night.
Yeah.
Same commentary, same all this, and now I have to kind of go through two or three different channels, don't know what times, you know, and stuff like that. Maybe it's the old guy me, but I miss you and your commentary for sure.
Look, if we could keep them all on, we got enough channels to do it. I mean, we got like ESPN The Ocho, we got ESPN 2, ESPN News, ESPN U. We have every game out there, you know? I mean, if we really wanted to. So I hear what you're saying there.
How about McDavid and Draisaitl, though? How can you be so confident considering what happened last year?
Yeah, you know, McDavid's about as dry as possible. The dude has absolutely no personality. And I'll tell you the difference here, Gavin, you know. It's the Moose. It's Mikko. This guy is a one-man machine. You crash the net. He's a guy that is just a big body, big force. You need your best players to play best in these type of games. And, you know, I think McDavid will do that. But I think defensively what Thomas Harley's been able to do, Thomas has been really, really good.
Boy, yeah. Excuse me. Do you think that Edmonton will come up with some type of song like we got from Winnipeg?
No. I'm so sorry about that. Is that
embarrassing? As a Canadian, was that embarrassing?
Very, very embarrassing. Good thing is we still have the beautiful maple syrup that we're given. Otherwise, I don't think that anything would be imported from Canada ever again.
Yeah, that was definitely regrettable. Bully Melrose, best of luck tonight down there at the AAC taking pictures. These Stars fans want to hang out with you.
Yeah, let's do it, boys. I'll be down there. I'll be by Shippy Spins.
Nice.
DJ Shippy. And let's get some coldies and let's score some goals, watch some puck, and go Stars.
And if any Tolos have a ticket closer to the ice.
Or in a suite.
Yeah.
With food and stuff. Yeah.
I mean, you
know, we'll booze it up.
Yeah.
We'll get liquored up, boys. And, you never know what can happen in playoff hockey. Huh? Maybe we get an overtime game.
Well, we thought that the NFL was going to ban the tush push earlier today, Brian.
Not today.
They did not by a score of 10-22. What they needed, 8 votes at least to go the other way to have it. I think it's a big loss for the Cowboys. You know, I'm sure the Eagles could have generated some short down and distance plays with Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley, but this is a defeat here. I'm surprised so many owners were willing to let them cheat.
Jerry Jones was even saying he was flip flopping on the idea. Did you hear what he was saying?
I didn't.
They asked him about voting on it, and he said, I didn't know whether to vote against it, to vote for it. He goes, I was flip flop back and forth. It wasn't like to Jerry, it wasn't cut and dry. He was legitimately saying that he was flip flopping on the subject.
I mean, I think these owners should be embarrassed that they don't have the competitive sack. Like, how do you not say, screw it, we have a chance to take away a serious weapon from them? Nick Sirianni said all of his offensive coordinators had gotten head coaching jobs because of the tush push. You have a chance to eliminate it? Yeah. And you're sitting here trying to be fair to your biggest rival? I don't think you want it enough. You know, when you want really to win a championship, you desperately want it. And you're willing to cheat. You know, most people are willing to cheat in order to get the job done. This would not have been cheating. This is just an offseason vote.
I do not know how you cannot watch how good they are at that play and play against them twice a year.
Yeah.
And maybe even play against them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And think that, like, man, we can't stop that play. And here we have an opportunity to stop it without actually going on the field and playing any defense.
Yeah.
Like, Jerry couldn't whip the votes.
I don't think he even tried. He was thinking about voting to keep it.
I know. He was talking about flip-flopping.
Yeah,
why are we even considering flip-flopping?
I just wanted to see the call. I wanted to see the call of the votes and the fact that every AFC team voted for this.
Yeah.
And the NFC team, they couldn't get enough.
I guess you go across the conference and you incentivize them, right? This is a wheeling dealing type of deal, and who knows?
You can't stop this play.
No, you can't.
You cannot. Third down, you can't stop it. Fourth down, you can't stop it. And you sure can't stop it on the goal line.
Jerry's got more money than Jeffrey Lurie. If Jeffrey Lurie's running around saying, hey, I'll do this trade for you. I'll hand you this. I'll provide this favor. We'll do this business deal. Let's get these people in oil and gas and concessions and get this Tush Bush panned. You know what I'm saying? After winning his first scoring title and leading the Thunder to a league-high 68 win, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has earned MVP, sources telling Shams Charania today. League is going to officially announce the honor tonight, a few nights after SGA defeated Jokic in a game after they defeated the Timberwolves, finished as runner-up in last year's MVP voting. He is an incredible talent. I saw somebody today making the case that he's actually the closest thing to Kobe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because of his offensive versatility and his ability to attack you in every way and the fadeaway jumpers off both shoulders. I think the only thing he wouldn't have is the elevation in the dunks. And you know, maybe he's not quite a Doberman type of defender that that Mamba was, but it's pretty close. Okay, we got three down, 30 more minutes to go. A proper round tripper coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are you taking it?
Yeah, that's a great question. Not prepared for this tease right now, but we'll do baseball talk next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.